First Samuel, chapter 2. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in Yahweh. My horn is exalted in Yahweh. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in your salvation. There is none holy as Yahweh, for there is none beside you, neither is there any rock like our Elohim. Talk no more so exceedingly proud. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for Yahweh is an El of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren has borne seven, and she that has many children is waxed feeble. Yahweh kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. Yahweh makes poor and makes rich, and he brings low and lifts up. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts up the beggar from the dunghill, and to set them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of honor. For the pillars of the earth are Yahweh's, and he has set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of Yahweh shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. Yahweh shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength to his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed." And Elkanah went to Ramah, to his house, and the child did minister to Yahweh before Eli the priest. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They did not know Yahweh. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came while the flesh was in boiling with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand, and he struck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot. All that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself. And so they did in Shiloh to all the Israelites that came there. Also, before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came and said to the man that sacrificed, "Give me flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of you, but raw." And if any man said to him, "Let them not fail to burn the fat right now, and then take as much as your soul desires," then he would answer them, saying, "No, but you shall give it to me now, and if not, I will take it by force." For this reason, the sin of the young men was very great before Yahweh, for men hated the offering of Yahweh. But Samuel ministered before Yahweh, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year, when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, "Yahweh give you seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to Yahweh." And they went to their own home. And Yahweh visited Hannah, so that she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters. And the child Samuel grew before Yahweh. Now Eli was very old, and heard all that his sons did to all Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said to them, "Why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all this people. No, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. You make Yahweh's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against Yahweh, who shall entreat for him?" Notwithstanding, they listened not to the voice of their father, because Yahweh would slay them. And the child Samuel grew on, and was in favor both with Yahweh and also with men. And there came a man of Elohim to Eli and said to him, "Thus says Yahweh, did I plainly appear to the house of your father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest and to offer upon my altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give to the house of your father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Why do you kick at my sacrifice and at my offering which I have commanded in my habitation, and honor your sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the best part of all the offerings of Israel, my people? Therefore, Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father should walk before me forever. But now Yahweh said, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come, that I will cut off your arm and the arm of your father's house, that there shall not be an old man in your house. And you shall see an enemy in my habitation, in all the wealth which Yahweh shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in your house forever. And the man of yours, whom I shall not cut off from my altar, shall be to consume your eyes and to grieve your heart, and all the increase of your house shall die in the flower of their age. And this shall be a sign to you, that shall come upon your two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas. In one day they shall die, both of them. And I will raise me up a faithful priest, that shall do according to that which is in my heart, in my mind, and I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever. And it shall come to pass that every one that is left in your house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, Put me, I beg of you, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. End of chapter.